welcome everyone to this WebSphere Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is IBM Business Process Manager resolving initial database configuration issues and how to verify results from DB Design Generator. Today's presenter is Daniel Eichholt. Dan is a Level 2 subject matter expert for WebSphere Process Server that joined the WebSphere Business Integration Customer Support IBM software in November 2004. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Dan. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, thanks, David. This is Dan Eichholt. Today's presentation is focused for the beginner. If you have much experience with remote databases and profiles, this presentation is probably not for you. This is a overview of how to have a successful installation configuration with remote databases. Slide two. So the agenda is to talk about the remote databases, configuring the database, problems with the database when you provide all of the configuration information at the profile create step in the deployment environment creation, and this is talked about in detail in the Business Process Manager Production Topology Red Book. Slide three. When you're configuring the databases, there's several options, and these are all enumerated in the Information Center, and the previous Red Book has an excellent example. There are many databases to configure, and you can get quite complex in the topology on how you set up. All of these requirements are documented as far as what databases are supported and configurations in the system requirements. Four. You're probably all familiar with this slide now. This is out of the Red Book and in several other documentations, sets, and slide stacks. But I wanted to point out the number of databases in the column on the right there in the blue field on the left, monitor tables, Cognos, so on. I won't read them all. And the number of connections from different nodes, the D-Manager and the nodes. So this can be a quite complex environment to set up, and is manageable all in one step, or in when you have the environment all on one system with the database local, the product allows you to set up very simply. And you are managing the database yourself, you have full control, and it's a relatively simple configuration. There's a lot of things going on, so there are points of failure here, but for the most part, it's a very successful operation. Slide five. So in many environments, I've found that the installer may not be completely familiar with the product or is new and has maybe done a few installs with the local database where they do have full control. But when they go to install it into a secure environment, they're dependent on the database system administrator and need to send a detailed specification for what they want as far as database tables and permissions on the several databases. The design, DB Design Generator creates all the scripts for you and send that to you. You can use that DB Design Generator to create the tables and all of the data definition language to send off to the database administrator but once they actually execute and build, they might find that there are some differences that they want to make, and when they send you the results back and say, well, here's your system set up, there's not an easy way to go through and validate that they did everything that you told them to do. They can tell you that, okay, the scripts are all set and they ran. But if you're not familiar with DB tools and such, it might not be something that you can easily validate what they've done. This is often a problem step that really you almost have to take a leap of faith and go through and just continue on creating the profile and the deployment environment, and then you find the error. Hopefully not, but it does happen. Slide 6. So the profile management tools, the PMT and the manage profiles command, both have the capability to create tables while you're creating the profiles. When it's a remote database, might not have all of the permissions that are required to create all the objects. If you ask for the DBA to set up a user and start planning the database, it may be that you can connect and create a table, but might miss something like being able to create a stored procedure or set UID or set the schema, set current schema, something like that may not operate the way you expect it to. There are improvements in the product that allows for better remote database configuration, and it does work. But I just found it's generally easier to use the DB design generator to go that route and have all of the DDL set up from the DBA. So the basic outline steps is it creates a user, create table space, set current schema. And sometimes there's some owners changes of how a site might not allow for a username to own the table, so there's some things that that may go wrong there. Slide 7. So as a general rule, or as a guide, I would say, always use the DB design generator to create a design file and talk to the DBA, you know, get them involved early to let them know what's coming. And if it's a large project where you have multiple databases, to actually create the whole thing in a local database first before you hand it off to the DBA so that you can validate the basic architecture, and you can that way give that database to the DBA. If it's in an environment where you really have a lot of potential delay in setting up a large deployment, that way you can use that as a model and say, if you have any questions or needs to change anything, you can use this database as a way to see at least what exactly we're looking for. When you're handing off to a database administrative group, having a model is likely easier to give them that than to have a large number of scripts for them to go through and look what it's doing. They may come back with some standards of saying, we need these different usernames or restrictions. There may be some other restrictions that come back. So you can go back and edit the design file and update that before you create the profile. The output of the the output of the DB design generator is both the design file and the scripts that the scripts will be used to hand off to the DBA. The design file will be used in the profile create and the deployment environment create step. Slide 8. So one easy way to do this is to obtain a copy or demo instance of DB2. Other vendors also supply methods for obtaining the of the database that you can work with as a staging for the DBA itself. There are steps you can follow our documentation, Redbook, or in the Info Center, and go through the steps that the DBA will go through, and you'll be able to create a model database that you can use as a reference. Slide 9. So there are various client tools for DB2. There's InfoSphere, Optum Database Management Solution, the IBM Process, IBM Integration Designer has data tools that you can open a perspective and navigate through, bring up client or to bring up a browser for the database. There's also Eclipse Database Explorer. If you do download the DB2 trial or demo, it'll in the First Steps console have IBM Data Studio. You can also find that directly from DeveloperWorks by searching Data Studio. And these are all clients that will connect to the database. And you can use this to browse the tables and other objects, test a select insert some data into a table and then remove it just to see that you actually have all the permissions that are required. By doing this step, you'll avoid some of the problems that you'll find when creating profiles and deployment environments. Slide 10. So in summary, just walk through a very high-level overview of how to prevent failures in building environments. The DB design generator, create the data definition language, DDL, and the design file, create the tables, database tables before the profiles. In the management profile command, use the DB design enabled true, DB play config true, and use the design file, the manage profile command. Go through the steps of creating a deployment environment either through the admin console or through response files. Use the same design file that'll provide all of the normal questions or answers to the normal questions that you see or prompts that you see when you go through the admin console. It'll save you some typing on entering the data. Slide 11. At this point, I'll hand it back to you, David, for some questions. Here's a few references I spoke about earlier, the Red Book. There's a DeveloperWorks article that shows also how to create these environments and troubleshooting WebSphere process server integration with the DB2 database. Dr. Stefan Volz. David, I think it's yours now.
Okay. Thank you, Dan, for a good presentation. At this point, Jackie, we'd like to open the lines for questions.
We have no questions on the phone.
Thanks, Jackie. Dan, we do have a couple of questions in the group chat. The first one is, why couldn't DB Design Generator generate verification script? This way, a lot of the script-related issues would have been resolved quickly.
That's an excellent question. This is something that I've been discussing with the repository engineers, requesting it. So if these suggestions are also good to put as feedback into the support portal, and they'll be looked at, it's a right thing to do since all of the information is being created in the design file itself. It seems like a logical step.
Okay, thanks, Dan. Do you see the other question out there?
No, the DB design file commands are it needs to have documentation improved. There are a couple of I did a technical exchange on this last year, and there was a couple of other presentations I think on this design file. I think maybe it's just some of the. There was also several changes in the recent version. I don't know if anything I can point to that needs to be specifically changed in it. I agree that there's some flow things that could be improved as far as the tool. But what I'd like to suggest is to send me an email with this more specific question into what you found confusing. Also, the documentation feedback in the information center is greatly appreciated, and the tech writers do read that and may be able to improve documentation. If you found something that didn't work the way you expected or was documented, or just, you know, if you think it could be more clear, go ahead and put into the feedback of the information center. If it's something technically that it should have a different flow or something like that, you might want to open up a PMR on that, or send me an email, see if I can answer. If you need a reply to it, then you know, definitely open up a PMR, and you'll get something back immediately. I might take a little bit of time to get back to you in email.
And Daniel's email address is on the first slide of this presentation today. Okay, if there are no further questions, at this time we'll conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation and hope you'll join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Thanks very much for joining us today, and thank you, Dan, for presenting today.
Thanks, David. Thanks, all.